streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go, live in Los Angeles, hour two. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Great to have you. Joy Taylor is joining me. I'm going through a house remodel last night for the last 8 months.
Yes.
Very tedious. I'm over it. But when you're remodeling a house, there are certain areas you should spend big money because you'll get your money back.
Well, yes. And
the kitchen.
You spend a lot of time there. Yes. Kitchen.
Kitchen. Bathrooms, by the way. Guys, I know you love the garage. Don't spend a lot of money on the garage. You know, don't spend a lot of money on your media room or a pool. Spend it on the kitchen, especially the master bath. There are places to spend your money when you're redoing a house. And I saw the Rams, Bobby Wagner's now part of the Rams. It was all over social media. He's going to be a Hall of Fame first ballot guy. You know, a lot of fans were like, how are the Rams doing it? What bank are they using? I don't understand it. They draft well, and they pay the right positions. So Wagner's a terrific pick. So I want you to think about this. And this is really a thing. Let me use as an example the Chicago Bears and the Rams. Now, look at this. Here's who the Bears pay. A safety is their highest paid guy. A backup quarterback, Nick Foles. A guard, Cody Whitehair. What the hell are you doing? The Rams' highest paid players are quarterback, star receiver, star corner, star defensive tackle, and a pass rusher. They're paying. That's who you want to pay in the NFL today. Quarterbacks, receivers, edge rushers, great corner. Leonard Floyd's a linebacker, but he's an edge rush, right? Like, I'll pay that guy. Four Hall of Fame talents, and Leonard Floyd, really good. Now think about that. They're paying the wrong people. If you're going to redo your house, don't worry about the garage. Don't overspend on landscaping. Get the kitchen right. So how are the Rams doing it? The Bears don't even know who to pay. Nick Foles is a backup quarterback. You should be paying him a nickel. And I'll give you another example on this. The really well-run teams know who to pay. The really smart, people that build homes, they know where to put the money. So, in fact, Eddie Jackson for the Bears at safety is a bigger cap hit to the Bears than Matt Stafford, the quarterback, is for the Rams. What are you doing? By the way, the Seahawks, the Vikings, and the Bears spent a lot of money on safeties. That's not where you spend your money. The Rams had a good safety, John Johnson. Let him go to Cleveland. He was really good. Called defensive plays. Let him go. Why? He's a safety. They've also let tight ends go because they're tight ends. So this is why I say be very careful about the brilliant Patriots. Look at the Bills in New England. New England, Matthew Judon, all pay. Gets to the quarterback. The next four biggest salaries are two tight ends and two number three receivers. What are you doing? Look at who the Bills pay. A star quarterback, edge rusher, corner, left tackle, and receiver. Buffalo has figured out the new league. The Rams have figured out the new league. The Bears are lost, and the Patriots are living in 1997. You can't be paying two average tight ends and two average wide receivers for your top five paid guys. It is remarkable. So when you wonder, well, what are they doing? Folks, in every single industry in the world, 5% of the realtors sell 80% of the homes. Reed Hastings' Netflix is smarter than virtually everybody else in the streaming business. Jeff Bezos is smarter than you. I always tell the story. When I was younger, Microsoft kind of developed like late 70s, I think, Bill Gates, Paul Allen. People used to make fun of them, because they were kind of dorky kids. The dorky kids took over the world, right? And so there's a lot of money in Seattle based on a lot of people that have worked at Microsoft for 30 and 40 years. So Seattle's a very wealthy city because of they were sort of, pioneers in all the tech stuff. And I've known a handful of Microsoft people, not well, but have known them. And years ago, Jeff Bezos created a business to sell books online, and he was looking for money. And he went to some of the Microsoft guys and said, hey, could you give me $100,000 or $50,000? And to a person, the Microsoft millionaires were all like, that's the smartest guy we've ever met, not Bill Gates. Bezos is the smartest guy. Bill Gates is the second smartest guy. Bezos is the smartest guy we've ever met. He's now the richest man in the world. So smart wins. And there's just certain teams in the NFL, they're just smarter. Buffalo's front office ownership, really smart. Rams, really smart. And let's be honest about the Bears. They've been lost for decades. They're paying the wrong people. You can pay five players in this league a ton of money. It better be a quarterback, somebody that gets to the quarterback, maybe somebody that protects the quarterback, a weapon for the quarterback, and throw in a Jalen Ramsey, somebody that can neutralize their biggest weapon on a good day. With that, we bring in Rick Bucher. I don't know where he spends his money. It's probably on suits. Look at him. He is well-appointed, sharply dressed, as always, my friend. Look at you.
Thank you. Thank you, Colin. Yeah, I don't know that spending money on suits this day and age is the right way to go. It's like spending money on your garage.
Yeah. I think you look very
nice. It's a guy thing. Thank you very much.
Okay, let's start with this. The Lakers, disastrous season. Nick Wright just said something 30 minutes ago. Mm. You have to go back like 20, 25 years. The teams that were either favored or co-favored to win the championship all made the playoffs.
Yeah.
Lakers are the first one in like 25 years. Didn't make the play-in game.
Have you checked on Nick, by the way? Is he okay?
Barely.
Because it's, winter is coming. It's not only now, but for the next couple years. We need to keep an eye on him.
Your takeaway this morning on the Lakers season?
It has tarnished the brand as much as any year that I've ever seen. Number one, because they didn't make the playoffs. I mean, even in the 11-12, when we had Steve Nash and Dwight Howard and Kobe and that whole Pau Gasol, that whole group, yeah, they disappointed and injuries undercut them, but they still made the postseason. What they have done with this team is that they have undermined the LA Hollywood metric, which is the belief in stars. Remember that? Remember the movie Geely?
Yeah, it was a disaster.
It was an absolute disaster. And the reason that it was so venomously hated was not just that it was a bad movie, because we get a lot of bad movies.
Right.
It was that it had Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez, Al Pacino, Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
It had stars and it was bad.
Yeah.
And you do that in LA, you are defying what the formula is that everybody believes in terms of success. So when you have four all-time greats on your roster and should have been five with Dwight Howard, and you can't even make the postseason.
The play-in game.
The play-in game. You're doing more than just having a bad season. You're undermining what LA believes it's all about.
I think you could have Ty Lue and Eric Spoelstra be co-coaches and couldn't win with this mess.
No.
What's the solution there?
I wouldn't. What you need more than anything, other than you need a roster change. I wouldn't wish this team on any coach. There is no coach available, and I'm not sure there's a coach alive.
I don't think so.
Steve Kerr couldn't come in here and change this. The one thing I will say is I've seen Mark Jackson change a culture. I was there firsthand when he took the Warriors, who had been bad for years, not a playoff team, didn't understand what it took to play winning basketball. That's where the Lakers are right now. So they need a roster change, and they need a coach who will come in and change the entire culture and approach. But to be able to do that, you need the players that are going to buy in. And this was my concern from the very beginning, was that Frank Vogel wasn't going to be able to ride roughshod on Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis and LeBron James and Dwight Howard. He wasn't accomplished enough. He didn't have the personality to do it. But again, I don't know that anybody does. These are accomplished guys. And to get them to make the sacrifices necessary to win is you have to be a special multi-champion winning type coach to even begin to think you can do that.
Yeah, you can move Westbrook because in the NBA, I'll throw this theory at you, and well, let's go back and forth on this. So the NBA has been paralyzed for years, forever, about competitive balance. It doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. The Celtics and Lakers have 34 titles. Six teams don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
They're paralyzed by it. They're paralyzed by tanking. People that want to tank are. Get over it.
Right.
So the biggest leagues in Europe, I mean, La Liga, English Premier League, two teams dominate, maybe three. Mm-hmm. F1 racing now is exploding. Two teams have won the last 12 championships. Baseball, Yankees, 27 titles, Mariners, none. It doesn't exist. College football, tennis, it doesn't exist anywhere. The league is paralyzed by it. But competitive balance, and I would argue now, there was a time in the 70s, 80s, 90s, if a Ewing or a Duncan went to a franchise, an adult, a man, a 24-year-old, it could alter the course of basketball history. You're getting a 19-year-old now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Forget altering history. They'll barely alter your record.
Right.
Now's a time to not worry about tanking and drafting. The kids you're getting,
correct.
They're just, the NBA is a progressive league. The reason the NFL is pulling away is hope. The NBA makes it virtually impossible to fix a Laker roster.
Mm-hmm.
You are trapped.
Mm-hmm.
I think hope is a powerful drug.
For sure.
And the NFL, I want to watch Jacksonville next year. Coach, free agents.
Right.
I live in LA. I'm not sure I can stomach the Lakers for the next 3 years.
Yep.
What do you make of, as much as we both like the NBA, and I watched it last night and I watch it every night, they make it really hard to trade. Do you see, and you're really good at this, give me a best case scenario for the Lakers and the Westbrook contract. you're going to move it. Is there a best case scenario?
No, getting off of the contract is the best case scenario.
But then I have to take two other bad contracts.
Yeah, you're going to have to take, you just want short-term contracts. I mean, that's what you're hoping to. You're just trying to get out from under. You're salvaging at this point. You're not improving.
Thank you.
That's the whole deal. Now, this has, you know, the NBA has found itself in this place because they accommodated the stars. And the stars, and this is the dirty little secret when it comes to the Players Association and how they negotiated. Everybody was all excited because Chris Paul and LeBron James and all the stars got involved. Well, they skewed the system for the stars. The stars now get 25% of the salary cap. They get all the money. Well, if that star falls off, and it happened to be negotiated by older stars. So we got stars in their mid to late 30s negotiating a salary cap that benefits the older stars.
Right.
Right? They got themselves paid.
Yeah.
But they're now getting paid at a point in their careers where they can't justify that money. And so now they all have these big, hefty contracts, and you can't move them.
By the way, think about this. KD and LeBron may not make the real playoffs.
Yeah.
On any given night, top two or three players in the league. You gave these guys power and money, and sometimes it is to your detriment.
Throw Kawhi Leonard in there, too. I mean, he did the same thing in terms of the Clippers.
Leverage, power, movement.
Leverage, this is the team I want. This is how I'm going to build it. And that's where I wonder, and it's going to come down to the owners. The owners are the ones who are going to decide. Do we want to take back the control and give it to our GMs and allow them to build teams? Or are we still going to star chase? Because you get the immediate dividends of corporate, you know, financing, season tickets, all of that stuff. But at what expense to the success of your team on the floor?
Yeah, I love the NBA. I think it's way more broken than people think. I think the NFL's always been able to quickly pivot off rule changes.
They're going to fix it, though. I guarantee you that all of this players missing games and all of that, that is going to change in the next collective bargaining agreement. Yeah, I assure you it's going to happen.
It's amazing how we've normalized six stars a night out.
Yeah.
It's crazy. We're about ready to go in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I think Phoenix is by far and away the best team I've seen. I'm not really sure a beat-up Golden State matches. I actually think the Clippers would be a pain in the butt. Wouldn't beat them, would be a pain in the butt. So let's just say the Suns are the best team in the West. They've proven it. The construct of the team, as long as Chris Paul's healthy, that is a handful. They don't have any weaknesses. Mm-hmm. They got a great defender on the wing. Mikhail, they got a good big. They got a great guard. They got a classic two. They got a good bench. They have a great chemistry.
Yep. And they have hunger.
Absolutely.
They got there. They had the experience of getting there, but everybody is discounting. I mean, Anthony Davis, like, if they had made the play-in, the worst thing he could have said was, yeah, you know, we know we would have beaten them. They know we would have beaten them last year. Dude, if you ever thought that Phoenix might sleepwalk on you a little bit and give you a shot if you happen to get in and face them, you just erase that. Because the Phoenix has already been carrying a grudge from last year.
So in the East, though, it's very interesting. I do not see Miami or Chicago. Chicago is just not – they got injuries now. I just don't think they're good enough. They don't beat the top teams. Mm-hmm. Chicago's fun regular season story. Miami, nice bench, won't matter. I don't think Jimmy Butler's a great closer. I think he's a great athlete.
Right.
I don't think that wins in the playoffs. So it comes down to Milwaukee, top to bottom. I mean, Middleton's become more dependable. Giannis is the most valuable guy. Then you have Brooklyn, really, really star powery, horrible defensively, and Philadelphia, where Harden now has had a two-week stretch where he's a mess.
Yeah.
So it feels like it's my three are Milwaukee 1, Philly 2, and Brooklyn, keep your eye on them. A couple snipers out there. I wouldn't want to play. You're looking at me like I'm
– no.
So what do you make of Brooklyn?
No, I'm thinking that you've been reading my mail or you're talking to the same – scouts and executives that I am, because that's exactly what they have said. They're not believing in Miami. They think if Brooklyn gets in through the play-in and faces Miami, that's not something Miami wants.
No, I think Brooklyn
in the first
beats
round.
Them.
Yep. I mean,
okay. How about this? Brooklyn played the Celtics. I take Brooklyn.
It just depends on which Boston team shows up. But the Miami and Boston, and I just wrote a piece for FoxSports.com. You should check it out.
Okay.
That was the scouts' reaction. Was Miami and Boston right now technically are the first and second seed. They don't believe in them as much as they do Milwaukee and Philadelphia. And they think Brooklyn is dangerous. They also think Toronto is dangerous. What? You don't want to get matched up against
Toronto.
Okay,
so let's talk about this. I was very much on the Sixers side with James Harden. Came in, flourished early. He's in a funk. What's happened to Harden? He's flaky.
It's also, I mean, you always have the honeymoon when you first come in.
Did he discover all the strip clubs in Philly?
No, seriously, not that honeymoon. Trying to make it work with Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is, again, Harden is used to having the ball in his hands. So when things get difficult, what does he do? I'm not going to move off the ball. I'm not going to, I need the ball in my hands. Well, that's not going to work on a consistent basis with the Sixers. At the best, you're going to have to mix and match with Joel Embiid. And this was the question from the very beginning was, can you integrate Joel Embiid's game with James Harden's game? And I don't believe that you can any more than you can integrate Kyrie and KD's game. And this is the secret sauce for the Milwaukee Bucks. Yes. And we've seen it. Drew Holiday and Giannis, they complement each other. Yeah. They can both be threats on the same possession. Throw Chris Middleton in, you can still make it all work. You can't with those other guys. So you have the star power, you have the go-to guys, but they can't. It's still, we're going to take a number. You know it's your turn, my turn.
You know what I really like about Milwaukee and Phoenix?
Hmm.
Is for all this mobility and big market nonsense, I watched Milwaukee play. It was last night against the Bulls. I watched the first half. Milwaukee and Phoenix feel old school to me. Loyal players.
Mm.
Everybody's got kind of a role. This is what you do. Mikhail, you're our best wing defender. Yeah. Devin, you're the classic two scoring guard. Chris, we don't need points, distribution, toughness, leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee and Phoenix feel really old school to me. I love watching Milwaukee play now. I love watching Phoenix play.
So who runs those organizations? The GMs run those organizations. They built those rosters. They made the decisions. And you have old school leaders on that team.
Chris Paul and Giannis.
Chris Paul can be a handful.
Yeah, but
Chris
I love
Paul,
Chris.
But Chris Paul has an old school mentality.
Oh, completely.
Giannis has an old school mentality. And anytime I get guys like Drew Holiday or Chris Middleton or just about anybody who says, yeah, I want to go to Milwaukee to play, I know why they're there. They're there to play basketball. They're not there for anything else. And that's not always the case and certainly wasn't the case with these Lakers.
By the way, let's circle back to the Lakers. You live in the Bay Area. Joe Montana's, every area of the country, it's probably a Joe Montana, Barry Bonds region. In L.A., Magic's the biggest star by a mile. Miami's Marino, D. Wade. Chicago's Jordan. Every city has Aikman, Staubach in Dallas, whatever. Mm-hmm. This is a Magic town.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he comes into Staples, and if you're in the arena, the crowd rises.
Mm-hmm.
All these years later, he hammers LeBron. He had all that information for 6 months. Why did he deliver it Monday? Did you like what he said?
You're asking me to explain why Magic says what he says. And Magic says a lot of things, and they don't. Oh, I don't. It just occurred to him at the time.
Okay,
honestly, because I don't see any other way. There's been so much fodder out there about the decisions made by the Lakers and who has made those decisions by the Lakers, but I. You know, I'm supposed to give you a definitive answer on this.
Okay, let me ask you.
This is one I can't.
Okay.
I don't understand the timing of it. I would say the timing is bad.
Okay. I got a lot of heat yesterday from a group of people. Was he wrong? Because DeRozan said, I was done dirty by the Lakers.
Yeah.
Buddy Hield deal, a source I trust in the NBA said, is done.
Yeah.
Is
no,
done.
No, no. I was told the same thing.
So Magic wasn't wrong, was he?
No.
Okay. So there's a lot of pushback that LeBron did not say, get me Westbrook.
No, can we just stop that? Can we stop with the trying to give cover for LeBron James and his authority and ability? I mean, just wear it, okay? And I said at the time, I understand why you're doing it. This is the heart of it, is that they found out and LeBron found out that Anthony Davis is not the guy. They found that out a year ago. And rather than moving Anthony Davis, they tried to find somebody to come in and change Anthony Davis.
This is a great, by the way, you won't hear this on other shows. This is a great point. So I was told that when after the bubble championship, Anthony Davis came back out of shape.
Yep.
LeBron was like,
yeah,
not the right guy.
Yeah.
This guy is not committed. So you were told the same thing.
Yes.
So the, in-house, LeBron was totally discouraged.
The Lakers
could solve AD.
Not just LeBron. The Lakers all know this. I'm really disappointed when Frank Vogel comes out and says Anthony Davis is doing everything he can to get back. The criticism I've heard over and over and over again from inside the Lakers organization is that AD is not a worker. Does not work hard. And then when you get injured all the time, that raises the question, is it because you're injury prone or because you're not doing everything to get your body in premier shape?
Zion, take care of your diet. That's why you're hurt. By the way, a lot of these guys that are hurt, LeBron and Tom Brady, it's not a coincidence. LeBron didn't have an injury until year 17. He's obsessed with his body. Russell Wilson's had an injured finger. He runs around, never gets hurt. Like your body, how you treat your body is how your body will treat you. I've been hearing this for years on AD. He's not committed to strength training. He shows up to seasons playing himself in shape. Now, some of the injuries are he slashes, he's big.
Sure.
It's a long way to the floor.
Sure.
Porzingis is built to be injured.
But you just don't know. Like you leave the question out there. Is this because your body is compromised you're not doing everything you can?
You solved the riddle. Is that they were totally discouraged on AD instead of shipping him.
And they tried to patch around him rather than move him out.
They said, we'll solve AD with Westbrook instead of just moving him.
Yeah.
Look at that. See, that suit was worth that commentary. That well-appointed suit. All right. Rick Bucher, it is great seeing you.
Good to see you, Colin.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Saturday, one of the most famous rivalries in sports is on FS1 as Xander Bogaerts and the Red Sox take on Aaron Judge and the Yankees. Baseball's back Saturday at 3:30 Eastern on FS1 and the Fox Sports app.
Is that regular season?
Are we ready to go?
Wow. We are ready to go. My Mariners, keep your eye on them. Third place, got a real
this
shot
is,
this
is
year.
The year?
Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, the Lakers are officially eliminated from the postseason. One of the reasons, there are several, but one of the reasons they have struggled is they have had some injuries, most notably to Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
And AD recently addressed those who have criticized him for being injured too much.
Okay.
He said, this is what I've learned about injuries. Last year when I wasn't playing, people were saying, AD's giving up on his team. It's the playoffs. AD has to play. He's got to play. And when I was out there, got hurt again, they said, who was his trainer? Who let him play? So what the bleep do you want me to do? When I play, it's a problem. It's a problem when I don't play. Here's the thing, and we were just discussing it with Rick Bucher.
You know who's never hurt? Workout freak Giannis. Never hurt.
I mean, listen, sometimes guys are just injury prone and there's no explanation for
it. That's right.
But the way to proactively stay ahead of the narrative around you being injured is to not show up to training camp out of shape. It's for the scout on you not to be that you don't care about taking care of your body.
That's right. But
so if that's the reputation that you have from multiple places, and then you're also frequently injured, well, you can't be upset when people are questioning if you take care of your body or not.
Yeah, I've watched Zion's massive weight gain. Some of the injuries, in my opinion, are Zion's fault.
And maybe they are, and maybe they aren't. But because
you've opened it up.
Because you've opened it up for this type of criticism.
Yeah, this is where Rick was really accurate. Rick and I may have the same source. I've been hearing this, that LeBron was unbelievably bummed when AD came out of shape to the camp after the bubble, because LeBron felt it was like, okay, we're boys here. We're going to run for the next 3 years. He doesn't put time into strength training. By the way, James Harden now is getting more and more injuries. He's not a grinder. He's just gifted. By the way, Luka Doncic admitted he came into the season out of shape. He struggled, and now Luka played himself in shape. He's doing great. Like, it matters.
Yeah, but Luka, unlike Harden and AD, is a very young player.
Yeah, he's
so
not falling apart.
He has time, yes. But he also has time to correct those habits.
Yes.
This is who AD is.
Yes, this is.
Now, for as great as he is when he is healthy, to me, when you are unavailable at the capacity in which AD is unavailable, at the money in which you're making, and the impact that you have on your injuries have on the team as a whole with you not being available, it's too much. It's not like you're a role player. It's not like you're taking a team-friendly deal. It's not like you're not expected to carry a massive amount of responsibility for the winning on this organization. So when you're unavailable, it is impactful. I don't think it's the main reason why they weren't good this year, but it certainly played a massive role that Anthony Davis was once again not available for a big part of the season.
I'm watching Winning Time on HBO about the Lakers' great teams, and there's a reason Kareem played for 20 years. He was incredibly disciplined.
Yes.
I mean, you didn't have to love him, but his body never changed. He got stronger. He never got heavy. AD reminds me a lot of Rasheed Wallace. Rasheed Wallace, when I covered him in Portland, would pay a fine before the season started for missing lifting sessions. And it was like, that's why he fell apart at the end. So when I see athletes like Russell Wilson, who's never hurt except for his hand, there's a reason. He's obsessed with his body. Brady, LeBron for the first 17 years. So AD can make a lot of claims. Dude, this is mirrors work. Still, use them. Look in the mirror.
Yeah, I don't think that all of the injuries are his fault.
No.
But when you're consistently injured, you have to be aware that that's the reputation that you have.
Yeah.
Whether it's your fault or not. And when you don't take care of your body and it's reported that you come in out of shape, then you can't be upset when people are accusing you of being responsible for your body.
That's
whether someone rolled up on your ankle or not, it's the amount of time that you're missing. He missed 39 games to injury this season, played in 40. He missed 36 out of the 72 games last year. He's never played a full season, whether due to injury or rest.
Okay, just think about, well, let me go back to Winning Time on HBO about the Lakers. So it's got all these stories on Dirk, the owner, Magic, Kareem. Folks, whether you're winning or losing, the story always comes out. That we have six books on Belichick and Brady. So you
when
can't
you're playing for the Lakers, yeah. Whether it comes out now or later, it's coming out.
The AD stuff is well known for anybody with NBA sources. The Lakers are discouraged by his lack of commitment to his body, and that's why he's falling apart. So, you know, again, this thing is, I was so glad that Bucher brought it up, is they were really bummed out when he came out of shape after the bubble. They were, as a franchise,
so
they were
proactive.
Like, it was like, dude, this is your, you have the Laker franchise. It is yours now. Take it over. And he wasn't ready
for it. I mean, cry me a river.
Yeah.
Do something then.
Yeah. Yeah, they should have moved him. That's when I said move him. Because I was starting to hear they were frustrated. My takeaway was, he's a stock, sell high, championship bubble, move him. They thought they could solve him. My argument was move him.
Don't we all think we can solve them?
We do. I am unsolvable.
Kawhi Leonard was seen working out at the Clippers facility yesterday, and he had a request for reporters in attendance. He requested that they not record him while he was shooting. He was messing around before the team's practice and then started to shoot some free throws, some elbow jumpers, some three-pointers. Now, he's notoriously private, so he also probably didn't want to build up any hype around him possibly coming back. He's recovering from a torn ACL in his right knee. There was a report earlier, there was some optimism that he would be returning this season, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen as the regular season is wrapping up and we're heading into the playoffs. The Clippers are the 8th seed in the West and will be in the play-in tournament. The Clippers are such an interesting team to me, and I think it's such a wild comparison being here in Los Angeles. If you compare the season that the Clippers had to the season that the Lakers had, I think it's very interesting study. Because they're in the same building, they're in the same city, mm-hmm. They in no way have the same amount of pressure or attention on them. But the Clippers roster outside of their stars was so well constructed that they are the 8th seed without their stars all season long, right? They just got Paul George back. So they were able to play without the scrutiny, without the pressure, without the panic from the front office or the owner.
Or their two stars the whole season.
Or their two stars the entire season.
So this has been something, again, the Clippers are really well run. They were missing both their stars all season. They'll make the playoffs. The Lakers had AD and LeBron and Westbrook. They can't make the play-in game. So that goes to culture. Ballmer.
I think that goes to culture, and I think it goes to roster construction.
Yes, no. I said this to you the other day.
Outside of your stars.
Even without Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Ty Lue, that group, I think they're the Suns' biggest adversary. I think they'll give the Suns fits. I think the Suns will beat them, but I wouldn't be shocked if they took the Suns 6 or 7. That's without Kawhi. That tells you how good the roster. I think the Clippers roster is great. They're just missing their guy.
But I think that's also a reflection of they looked at the reality of the situation from the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And up top, there wasn't this insane pressure to do something that was an unrealistic ask of the roster. Anthony Davis missed so many games this season.
Yeah.
At no point did anyone, because I don't know who runs the Lakers, did someone come out and say, hey, let's like all take a second here, take a breather. We don't have our guy. So we need to be honest and reflective about what the rest of this roster is and what we can actually accomplish this season. Rather than trying to put all these patches on this sinking ship, where is the accountability?
Yeah.
You didn't have that with the Clippers all season long. There's no panic. There's no drama. Yeah. So, like, it is what it is. We're going to do our best.
Yeah.
And next year, we'll be better because we have a culture that's together and we're aligned. So, Kyrie Irving is used to feeling pressure in the playoffs, but the Nets are preparing to be in the play-in tournament, and he said that is the type of pressure he isn't used to.
I've never been in a situation like this where late in the season, all these games matter. You know, usually you're just trying to fine tune your game, you know, just work on details, you know, get some rest. But I've been playing 40 minutes for the, you know, end of the season. So first, probably a few times in my career, it's just this must win now mentality. And though it is there, but you know, we're in it for the long run. So we're just going to play free and do everything we can to prepare for this play-in tournament.
Could have been cool if you were available for all the games this season. You might not be in that situation.
That would be great.
What's done is done.
Yeah.
Well, they won against the Rockets 118-105 last night, so they're 41-38 and eighth in the East. So there are three games left in the regular season. Tonight, the Knicks, Friday, Cavs, and Sunday against the Pacers.
Well, they'll win two of those games. I'm not sure if they'll beat the Cavs. Are fun. The Cavs aren't going to win the championship, but you got to be
Cavs
happy
the
for them.
Seventh seed right now.
Post LeBron, both the Cavs and the Heat have built really nice team. You can, when LeBron leaves, get good. It may take you a couple years, but you can get good.
You know, it took the Cavs a little longer than the Heat, but
but they hit on two, three draft picks, and they got
the
Jared Allen.
The Cavs are good this year. They're competitive. They're fun. They're young.
Yeah.
And I think they'll give some pushback, if you will.
Yeah.
But I mean, the Eastern Conference to me is wide open. Especially when you look at the standings and how things could play out throughout the postseason.
Yeah, I think the Eastern Conference playoffs are going to be far more interesting than the Western Conference playoffs.
There's just more parity.
Yeah, I think Phoenix is going to fly through everybody except the Clippers.
Yes.
I think that would be, if they ever met, that would be fun. But I think there's a lot of stuff. A lot of Celtics buying a lot of Celtics stock.
I mean, look at the Bulls.
I know. I know. I mean, it's a good story.
I think we're going to have long series.
Yes,
in the East will be.
And by the way, the East has got a lot of stars, a lot of drama, a lot of hope. I don't buy Miami, Chicago. I buy Boston winning a series, potentially taking a second series a long way. We'll see. I think I've kind of seen Marcus Smart, Tatum, Jaylen Brown before. We'll see. They play good defense, and they've been playing great in the second half. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach,
even Blood Orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
So there's a report today that NFL league executives are, quote, shocked that Baker Mayfield is just hanging out there without a team. I don't know why anybody would be shocked. He cost $19 million a year, almost. He's got a little bit of a toxic personality, and he had a bunch of injuries at the end of the year. So all of this was incredibly predictable. We said when the Browns went and got Deshaun Watson, they're upgrading at quarterback. Seattle is the only place that fits. But I also think Baker Mayfield made a mistake, and it's a mistake some have made, not many. Most quarterbacks that are great are boring. Joe Montana, Tom Brady, when they were playing, were into football. They're good-looking guys, but, I mean, Brady only recently started doing national commercials. Andrew Luck is boring. Russell Wilson, sort of boring. Matt Stafford, sort of boring. Most of the great quarterbacks were. Peyton Manning, again, got really funny after he played. But you have to be totally committed, and you have to be a serious person. Jameis Winston was never serious. Cam was into Cam. Johnny Manziel into Johnny Manziel. And when Baker Mayfield did 20 commercials and magazine covers before he'd ever done anything, he sent a message. Money and personality matters to me. Now, you can get away with that when you're the franchise quarterback. But when they let you go like Cam or Baker, then league executives are asking themselves a question. Can we fold Cam into our culture? Or is he his own culture? Can we fold Baker Mayfield into our culture? Or is he his own culture? That's the downside to lots of commercials and a big personality and magazine covers. You're kind of your own thing. And so Cam Newton very quickly went from franchise quarterback to bridge. And that's what I think Baker is viewed as. A bridge. A talented bridge. Cam Newton, a talented bridge. We're not going to build around it. We've got a culture. We don't think we can fold you neatly into our culture. You are your own culture. The downside to personality, right? Like Magic Johnson had a big personality. And when he went to the Lakers, it was very combative in the first camp. Like it just didn't work. But he was so great and such a winning player that even Kareem lightened up. Norm Nixon's like, hey, it works. I'll just slide over. Baker's not great. Cam was never great. He had an MVP season. He never had back-to-back winning seasons. But when you develop this big personality, everybody loves Johnny Manziel's personality, the money signs. You'll get a chance to be a franchise guy. But the minute you're looking for a second job, Johnny, Cam, Baker, you're just a bridge guy. That's why Trubisky had multiple suitors. Because the Steelers believe they can fold Trubisky into their culture. Marcus Mariota, good kid. We'll kind of fold him into what we do. So whenever I criticize the college quarterback with the big personality, here's another example why. That's why I say Malik Willis. I mean, all these, you can look at him and like, oh, that's a good kid. I can fold him right into what we are. Dak Prescott, I can fold Justin Herbert. We're building the culture here. We can put this kid right into it. So you'll get away with it. Baker got away with it. Johnny got away with it. Cam got away with it when you're the guy. But the minute you're looking for a second job, teams are out there like, well, we got our GM, our O-line. We got to have, like the Rams are like, can you fold Baker into us? Now, they folded Jalen Ramsey into their culture. He's outspoken, but he's a corner. He's not touching the ball 70 times. So I'm not shocked by this. Baker is one of the 32 best quarterbacks in America. He's probably one of the top 26 or 27. Whatever he is, he's not top 10, he's not top 12, but he's somewhere around, you know, 15 to 25, whatever. But I'm not shocked by this. He showed us what mattered, and I think it turned a lot of people off. Hour three around the corner on a Wednesday. It's the Herd.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit Slack.com to get started.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.